awaiting mail. We live in an environment of internet mail, of email, and also the snail mail. And it's all awaiting mail. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Awaiting mail. I go on my internet, on my email, and I see all of the email that's there. And my, there is a lot of it. I get tons of it that is not necessarily something I want. And so I put up blocks that keep that from coming in, but still a lot of it comes through. Most of it is faded out, and that's a beautiful thing. But the stuff that I want from my friends, from people that I want to have contact with, that comes through. Now, the awaiting mail is there to be answered. Now, do I have to answer every piece of mail that comes in? Do I have to answer every telephone ring that I have? Do I have to take every telephone call and spend a sufficient amount of time with the person who wants to call, who wants to share ideas with me? Do I have to receive mail that is not fully rewarding? No. How can I handle my awaiting mail? I handle my awaiting mail by saying, I am number one. And my mail, my telephone calls, my relationships are designed by me for myself. If someone rings my doorbell, I don't have to answer it. If someone rings my telephone, I don't have to answer it. If someone writes me an email, I don't have to answer it. I can, but I don't have to. What I want to do is to create about me an influx of awaiting mail, awaiting phone calls or whatever, that are all harmonious with my desires for myself. Do I want time consumers? I have a lot of people who love to call and say, just wanted to chat. Well, you go right ahead. I don't want to chat. I have so many wonderful things that I'm working on. I enjoy living in my inner consciousness. I enjoy living in my life. I don't want to chat. And they say, well, that's not very friendly. Well, yes, it is. Tell me what's important in your life, and we will get right down to business and talk about it. I had one young fellow call and say that he wanted to chat. And I said, I'm really kind of busy, and I'd rather not. But I want, but I'm kind of busy, and I'd rather not. And I'm kind of busy, but I, look, I don't want to talk right now. But I want to tell you about my wife who's going to have an operation tomorrow. I said, hey, why didn't you say that right away? Okay, I see your wife having her operation in perfect divine order, and all is perfect right now. Well, thank you. Well, just ask the right questions and you get the right answer. Now, have a lovely day and know that I'm with you in every possible way. And then another person called and said the same thing. And I said, hey, look, I'm sort of drawing these to my attention. Now, they called and they said, hi, how you doing? And the tendency has been to chat. And I said, well, I'm right in the middle of a meeting right now. Now, that person could have said to me, hey, look, my wife is in the hospital and I'd like you to treat with me. Hey, super! I would stop anything. Just a minute. Priority. We speak our word. Okay, I see your wife fantastic. I see her whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of her whole, of her body whole and perfect. I see her fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, have a wonderful day and know I love you, I love you, I love you. Bye. And then I went on with my meeting. Now, I would stop anything, anytime, to treat with anybody about the need of their heart, as long as they're willing to treat for the need of their heart and not just reiterate the problem. Because to talk about the problem does not solve it. To talk about the problem does not take away its effect and its experience. Only by putting a new cause in motion are the problems dissipated and released, because they're no longer given any attention. They atrophy, they just disappear. Now, that's what we want to do. We want to learn to get right to the jugular vein. We want to learn to get right to the point, that issue. What is it that is so important? Now, how do you have friends if you don't chat with them occasionally? How do you have friends if you don't do this and you don't do that? Well, I can assure you that the great minds of the universe who think the most amazing and imaginative thoughts are not chatters. I doubt that Einstein was a chatter. Maybe he was, but I doubt it. I doubt that other great minds who think great thoughts, and by great thoughts, these are profound thoughts on industry and on science and on business and on family relations and on religion and on anything you want. Now, if you want to talk philosophy to me anytime, I'm right there. If you want to talk divine healing with me, I'm right there with you. If you want to talk divine order with me, I'm right there with you. If you want to talk any of these things, I'm right there with you. And that's what people know about me. And that's what it's all about. But all of this is from a waiting mail. Yeah. All of this has arisen from waiting mail. And that's what we do. We feel we have to answer every piece of mail that comes in because it came to us. Well, just remember, you don't have to answer your door. When someone rings your doorbell and wants to come in and you're doing something that you don't want to be disturbed, you don't pay any attention to it. You say, well, it might be important, it might be this, it might... Well, why did you create them coming to your attention? Why did you create them coming into your world? That's a good point, isn't it? Why did you create them? Well, it's not important. What's important is, what are you doing, and are you enjoying it, and are you giving your attention where you really want to give your attention? Yes, we do not owe the world a living. We owe ourselves 100% of our attention. If we will say to the world, all is in divine order, then the world will not ring our doorbell while we're doing something important. The world will not telephone us while we are doing something important. Or if they do call us or ring our doorbell or get our attention, it'll be with something that fulfills a particular need or desire that we have in our heart. Now, what is the need or desire that you have in your heart? Is it what you are awaiting mail for? Is it your reality? Is it who you really are? Is that what's important? Well, if it's that which is important, then you'll be sure that when you answer it, it'll be totally harmonious with the fulfillment of whatever it is you're thinking about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How are you thinking in your heart? How are you thinking in your heart? I say this sometimes to people, and they say, well, what about a woman? How a woman thinks in her heart, they should. And I say, oh, you disgust me. There is no difference between man or woman. We're talking about, as a creative consciousness thinks, so it is. As the divine thinks, so it is. As the allness thinks, so it is. And they say, well, now that was good. That's right. They get off into different tangents. But the thing is, that's what it is. Whatever our concentration is upon, that is what we are experiencing. Whether that we is a he or a she or an it. Whether it's an animal or whether it is a human being, it makes no difference. Dogs who concentrate on food, they find the food. They find everybody wanting to give them treats all the time. They're not a beggar. They're an appreciator. And because they're an appreciator, everybody wants to give them food. And if you are an appreciator of positive thinking, of beautiful thoughts, of beautiful ideas, then your mail is going to be filled with lovely things of just that nature. And there'll be no problems. There'll only be solutions to the world's greatest experiences. And you will be playing a magical role in that experience. So, knowing this, we can become a little less worried about the emails that come, or the snail mails that come, or the telephone calls that come, or the doorbells that ring, or the visitors who stop us and talk to us. If we are always living to our highest and our best, every conversation, every letter, every phone call, every experience that we have will be to our highest and best. So let us put those calls, those directions only in our world. And as we do, the awaiting mail will just be filled with the joy of our great expectation. Join me in this realization, because it is really something quite special and quite wonderful. And know that truly I love you. I love you. I love you.